More than 110,000 people died of drug overdoses last year in the U.S. That's according to the CDC. Behind the deadly wave is fentanyl, a cheap and powerful synthetic opiate that is often mixed with other street drugs. Cities and states across the country have been trying to pass bills that would give fentanyl possession and trafficking harsher sentences. Activists have pushed back, saying further criminalization is the wrong approach to solving the addiction epidemic. NPR's Jasmine Garst reports.
It's a cold winter night in Paterson, New Jersey. There's still snow on the ground from a recent storm, and on a corner, under the neon lights of a liquor store, a group of people are gathered. Some are homeless, many are opiate users who have had brushes with death.
I just lost a good friend of mine right now. It hurts, it bothers, but when you get high, you know what you're doing.
Rob DeMaria, a boyish young man, dimples and dark circles under his eyes, says he's been tapering off opiates. It got too scary for him, in part because of fentanyl.
It's killing people, left to right.
Yeah.
Every day people dropping. Yeah, and that's why they don't get high alone.
The rise in overdoses is happening across the country. In Virginia, it's now the leading cause of unnatural death. In Los Angeles last year, drugs laced with fentanyl were believed to be behind a wave of teenage deaths.
It's called murder.
That's Republican U.S. Senator Rick Scott from Florida. He's introduced 10 bills to combat fentanyl. One of them would seek federal murder charges for people who sell fentanyl that results in a deadly overdose. In an interview with NPR, Senator Scott said it's a no-brainer.
And you sell this stuff? And somebody dies, you should be, you're a murderer and you ought to be in prison. I don't think there's any question about it.
This thinking is part of a larger trend. Cities and states across the country have been pushing for much harsher sentencing. In New Jersey, two bills are making their way through the legislature. One of them would make manufacturing and distributing 5 grams a first-degree crime. Advocates say that's a small enough amount to land people who are using in jail rather than get them help. Bree Azenado is with Black Lives Matters Paterson.
What's going to happen, there's going to be a lot of black and brown people in jail.
Azenado does harm reduction with a team. They deliver food, clothing, and safe drug use supplies and naloxone for overdoses.
Here, put on some socks. I'm going to give you this thing here. I'm just getting you the socks, okay?
Azenado moves with ease in this world in part because she's been here before. Her father was an addict in Paterson.
He was the best dad I could have asked for. Picked me up from Sweet 16s with my friends, would stop at on Straight Street, would stop at the chicken store, would stop on Broadway, and just like, oh, I just got to go see someone real quick. Now I know what he was doing.
When she was 18, he went to prison. She became head of the house.
Prison may have saved him in the sense that he became sober, but it destroyed us as a family.
Azenado recently testified against the New Jersey legislature's fentanyl bills. She says it's a repeat of the war on drugs, which in the 80s and 90s filled jails and prisons disproportionately with black and brown people. That war is widely considered a failure. The U.S. still has a drug problem.
I think all of us probably have a family member that's had either alcoholism problems or drug problems.
That's U.S. Senator Rick Scott again.
You know, we've got to continue to invest in ways to provide treatment. But I don't think you can say, oh, I'm just going to do this one thing and it's going to solve the problem. It's basically you have to do all these things.
And right now, my son is out there in the street somewhere.
Virginia Krieger's son is a meth addict somewhere in Florida. Krieger is one of the co-founders of the group Lost Voices of Fentanyl. She's already lost a daughter to a fentanyl overdose. She says it's all well and good to not want to incarcerate people with addictions, but she lives in terror of losing another child and would frankly rather see him behind bars.
He has almost died 3 times from fentanyl and meth. I would rather see my son in a jail cell than dead.
Still, she wants more options than just locking him up. A more holistic approach that will go after the big-time fentanyl traffickers and will focus on helping folks like her son treat their addiction. She says the number of deaths just last year, over 100,000, means we need to be doing things differently.
That's more than we lost during the 20-year Vietnam War. That should be an alarm.
Most experts agree with Krieger.
There's no doubt in my mind that law enforcement should be involved. There's no doubt in my mind that the court system should be involved. But we cannot law enforcement our way out of this fentanyl epidemic.
Adam Scott Wandt is an assistant professor of public policy at John Jay College of Criminal Justice.
It's a public health epidemic. We need to concentrate and focus on public health solutions in order to help people break their habits, break their addictions.
Back in New Jersey, Bree Azenado agrees. Incarceration is not the way out of this.
You don't give us the funding, you don't give us the resources, you don't give us education, you just give us a jail.
She knows. She sees this every day. She's lived through it. And like many affected by addiction and drug policy in America, she feels like we're in a loop, trying the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. Jasmine Garst, NPR News, New Jersey.